Cambridge Assessment International Education. Cambridge IGCSE Examination in English as an Additional Language. Paper 1. Listening. Questions 1 to 8. You will hear some short recordings. You will hear each recording twice. For questions 1 to 8, tick the correct box, A to D. You are in a restaurant. Question 1. Your friend arrives at the restaurant. Your friend says something.
I'm really sorry I'm late. I missed the bus.
Why is your friend late?
I'm really sorry I'm late. I missed the bus.
Why is your friend late? Question 2. Your friend sits down at your table. She asks you something.
Do you like my new bag?
What is your friend carrying?
Do you like my new bag?
What is your friend carrying? Question 3. The waiter comes to your table. Your friend asks the waiter something.
Could I have a glass of apple juice, please?
What would your friend like to drink?
Could I have a glass of apple juice, please?
What would your friend like to drink? Question 4. A few minutes later, your friend tells you something.
I have to go at 1:15.
What time will your friend leave?
I have to go at 1:15.
What time will your friend leave? Question 5. Your friend continues.
I know it's quite soon, but I have an appointment at the hairdresser's.
Where does your friend need to go after the restaurant?
I know it's quite soon, but I have an appointment at the hairdresser's.
Where does your friend need to go after the restaurant? Question 6. The waiter returns to your table. Your friend tells him something.
I'd like the chicken and chips with peas, please.
What does your friend want to eat?
I'd like the chicken and chips with peas, please.
What does your friend want to eat? Question 7. Your friend tells you some news.
I have a new job. I'm working in a bank.
What does your friend do now?
I have a new job. I'm working in a bank.
What does your friend do now? Question 8. After your meal, the waiter returns. He tells you something.
Here's your bill. That'll be £29.60, please.
How much does the meal cost?
Here's your bill. That'll be £29.60, please.
How much does the meal cost? Questions 9 to 14. You will hear an announcement given to students about a school trip. You will hear the announcement twice. There will be a pause during the announcement. For questions 9 to 14, tick the correct box, A to D. You now have some time to read the questions.
Listen, everyone. I want to give you some information about our school trip. As you know, we're leaving here on Monday morning and we'll be away for 3 days. The place we're going to is really beautiful. It's up in the mountains, which are very high. There are lots of lovely things to see and do there. It'll take about 3 hours to get there. The bus will collect us all from outside the school at 8:30 a.m. So don't be late. Now, I'll give you a list of what you need to bring with you in a minute. The most important thing is a good pair of boots, because we'll do lots of walking while we're there. There's also something we'd like you not to bring. Please don't pack a laptop or any other kind of computer. You just won't need them. We'll start doing activities as soon as we arrive there. The first one, I believe, is going to be climbing, so that'll be an exciting start to the trip.
You will now hear the recording again.
Listen, everyone. I want to give you some information about our school trip. As you know, we're leaving here on Monday morning and we'll be away for 3 days. The place we're going to is really beautiful. It's up in the mountains, which are very high. There are lots of lovely things to see and do there. It'll take about 3 hours to get there. The bus will collect us all from outside the school at 8:30 a.m. So don't be late. Now, I'll give you a list of what you need to bring with you in a minute. The most important thing is a good pair of boots, because we'll do lots of walking while we're there. There's also something we'd like you not to bring. Please don't pack a laptop or any other kind of computer. You just won't need them. We'll start doing activities as soon as we arrive there. The first one, I believe, is going to be climbing, so that'll be an exciting start to the trip.
Questions 15 to 19. You will hear a conversation between Radek and his friend Katerina about clothes shops. You will hear the conversation twice. For questions 15 to 19, choose the information, A to F, that matches each clothes shop. Write the correct letter, A to F on the answer line. Use each letter only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have some time to read the information below.
Hi, Katerina.
Oh, hi, Radek. Maybe you can help me. I need to get a birthday present for my brother. Some new clothes. But I'm not sure which shop's best for teenage boys. Is Clothesline any good?
It's great if you're looking for football kit and running shorts and things like that. But they don't actually have much else.
And what about Try It On?
It's not bad. They don't sell a huge variety of clothes, but they do have some lovely necklaces and rings and so on.
He doesn't usually wear that kind of thing. What do you think of Anna's Fashion?
They have some lovely stuff, but you have to be quite rich if you want to shop there. I certainly couldn't afford to buy anything there.
Oh, I see. Should I go to What to Wear, then?
It's a nice shop, and you'd probably find something for your brother there, but it isn't actually open right now. They're decorating it and putting in new windows.
Oh, dear. Well, how about Marek's Clothes?
That's probably the best place. They've got loads of different kinds of things for people your brother's age to wear, you know, for just relaxing around the house in or going out with your friends.
Great! I'll go and see what they've got then.
You will now hear the conversation again.
Hi, Katerina.
Oh, hi, Radek. Maybe you can help me. I need to get a birthday present for my brother. Some new clothes. But I'm not sure which shop's best for teenage boys. Is Clothesline any good?
It's great if you're looking for football kit and running shorts and things like that. But they don't actually have much else.
And what about Try It On?
It's not bad. They don't sell a huge variety of clothes, but they do have some lovely necklaces and rings and so on.
He doesn't usually wear that kind of thing. What do you think of Anna's Fashion?
They have some lovely stuff, but you have to be quite rich if you want to shop there. I certainly couldn't afford to buy anything there.
Oh, I see. Should I go to What to Wear then?
It's a nice shop, and you'd probably find something for your brother there, but it isn't actually open right now. They're decorating it and putting in new windows.
Oh, dear. Well, how about Marek's Clothes?
That's probably the best place. They've got loads of different kinds of things for people your brother's age to wear, you know, for just relaxing around the house in or going out with your friends.
Great! I'll go and see what they've got then.
Questions 20 to 28. You will hear two interviews, one with Amelia and one with Ben. They are talking about staying fit and healthy. There will be a pause between the two interviews. Part 1. Questions 20 to 24. You will now hear the interview with Amelia twice. For questions 20 to 24, tick the correct box, A to C. You now have some time to read the questions.
Amelia, you like lots of different sports. Are there any that you've just started doing?
Well, I've played basketball for many years, but I also began running a couple of weeks ago. I'm really enjoying it.
And what about football?
I actually stopped playing it recently. The games moved to Saturday mornings, but I always visit my grandparents then. I suppose it gives me more time for studying.
Do you like going to the gym?
Lots of people find it dull, but I love it. The only thing is that it costs a lot, so I don't go very often.
Is there something you always do when you exercise?
Yes, I stop and have plenty of breaks while I'm doing exercise. That's really important. Oh, and I always make sure I've had some water before I start.
Do you eat lots of healthy food too?
Of course. I always have vegetables with dinner, but have fruit for breakfast and lunch every day. It's really good for you.
You will now hear the interview with Amelia again.
Amelia, you like lots of different sports. Are there any that you've just started doing?
Well, I've played basketball for many years, but I also began running a couple of weeks ago. I'm really enjoying it.
And what about football?
I actually stopped playing it recently. The games moved to Saturday mornings, but I always visit my grandparents then. I suppose it gives me more time for studying.
Do you like going to the gym?
Lots of people find it dull, but I love it. The only thing is that it costs a lot, so I don't go very often.
Is there something you always do when you exercise?
Yes, I stop and have plenty of breaks while I'm doing exercise. That's really important. Oh, and I always make sure I've had some water before I start.
Do you eat lots of healthy food too?
Of course. I always have vegetables with dinner, but have fruit for breakfast and lunch every day. It's really good for you.
Part 2. Questions 25 to 28. You will now hear the interview with Ben twice. For questions 25 to 28, tick the correct box, A to C. You now have some time to read the questions.
With us today, we have Ben, who loves keeping fit and healthy. Which sports do you like, Ben?
Well, lots of different ones. I enjoy team sports like rugby and hockey, but not as much as ones in the pool or water or the sea, things like swimming and sailing.
So, where do you usually do your favourite sports?
I'd love to go to New Zealand to do them in the future, but it's a long way. We go to Spain every year on holiday, and I always do some of them while we're there.
Do you think you'll continue playing sport in the future?
Definitely. I don't think I'll ever become a full-time athlete, but I'd like to be a coach if possible.
Do you think sleeping well is important to keep healthy?
Yes, of course. I switch my phone off at dinner time now and don't turn it on again until the next morning. I read instead, which helps me to sleep better.
You will now hear the interview with Ben again.
With us today, we have Ben, who loves keeping fit and healthy. Which sports do you like, Ben?
Well, lots of different ones. I enjoy team sports like rugby and hockey, but not as much as ones in the pool or water or the sea, things like swimming and sailing.
So, where do you usually do your favourite sports?
I'd love to go to New Zealand to do them in the future, but it's a long way. We go to Spain every year on holiday, and I always do some of them while we're there.
Do you think you'll continue playing sport in the future?
Definitely. I don't think I'll ever become a full-time athlete, but I'd like to be a coach if possible.
Do you think sleeping well is important to keep healthy?
Yes, of course. I switch my phone off at dinner time now and don't turn it on again until the next morning. I read instead, which helps me to sleep better.
Questions 29 to 34. You will hear a conversation between Rudy and his friend Elena. Elena is asking Rudy about his experience of travelling around the world with his parents for a year. You will hear the conversation twice. There will be a pause during the conversation. For questions 29 to 34, tick the correct box. A to D. You now have some time to read the questions.
I can't believe you've been away for a year, Rudy. Whose idea was it to travel around the world?
It was mine, actually, Elena, which is a bit surprising as I've never really liked geography classes. Firstly, I saw this documentary on television about a family who'd done something similar and just loved the idea. To decide where to go, we watched online videos about different places.
How did you feel as you were setting off?
I thought I'd feel real excited, but all I could think about was how much I'd miss you and my other friends. It's silly, but I was actually crying on the plane. My parents felt really anxious about me, but it didn't last long.
And which country did you go to first?
Brazil. It was summer there and winter back home in the USA. So it was very different right from the start. It was wonderful being able to walk about in shorts and t-shirts in January. Although I couldn't understand what they were saying, everyone I met was real friendly.
So how did your parents manage to pay for everything?
There was no way they wanted to sell the house, so they just worked as hard as they could in the year before we left home. We tried to spend very little during that time too, and then they just used what we had in the bank to pay for everything.
Did you have to do schoolwork during the trip?
Of course. My parents made sure it was part of our routine, so I did a couple of hours every evening for more or less the whole of the trip. We didn't have an internet connection most of the time, so I couldn't do many online exercises or receive much from teachers. I mainly used books I'd taken with me.
So, where did you spend most time?
The plan was to be in Europe longer than anywhere else, but we loved Asia so much, we stayed there for over half of our time away. We didn't have time to travel through Africa, I'm afraid, but that gives us a good reason to go traveling again, I guess.
You will now hear the conversation again.
I can't believe you've been away for a year, Rudy. Whose idea was it to travel around the world?
It was mine, actually, Elena, which is a bit surprising as I've never really liked geography classes. Firstly, I saw this documentary on television about a family who'd done something similar and just loved the idea. To decide where to go, we watched online videos about different places.
How did you feel as you were setting off?
I thought I'd feel real excited, but all I could think about was how much I'd miss you and my other friends. It's silly, but I was actually crying on the plane. My parents felt really anxious about me, but it didn't last long.
And which country did you go to first?
Brazil. It was summer there and winter back home in the USA, so it was very different right from the start. It was wonderful being able to walk about in shorts and t-shirts in January. Although I couldn't understand what they were saying, everyone I met was real friendly.
So how did your parents manage to pay for everything?
There was no way they wanted to sell the house, so they just worked as hard as they could in the year before we left home. We tried to spend very little during that time too, and then they just used what we had in the bank to pay for everything.
Did you have to do schoolwork during the trip?
Of course. My parents made sure it was part of our routine, so I did a couple of hours every evening for more or less the whole of the trip. We didn't have an internet connection most of the time, so I couldn't do many online exercises or receive much from teachers. I mainly used books I'd taken with me.
So, where did you spend most time?
The plan was to be in Europe longer than anywhere else, but we loved Asia so much, we stayed there for over half of our time away. We didn't have time to travel through Africa, I'm afraid, but that gives us a good reason to go traveling again, I guess.
Questions 35 to 37. You will hear a radio interview with an actor called Annette Stewart. You will hear the interview twice. There will be two pauses during the interview. For each question, 35 to 37, choose the two true statements, A to E, and tick the correct boxes. You now have some time to read the questions.
Tell us about yourself and your family, Annette.
Well, I was born in France, my dad's home country, but moved to a town called Cheltenham in the UK when I was two. That's where my mum's from. I'm one of three children. Both of my sisters are younger than me. The youngest has actually followed me into acting. She's very good, too.
So how did you get into acting?
My first appearance on stage was in a school play when I was five, and I haven't stopped since then. I've learnt my profession by doing it rather than by studying it formally at an acting school or college.
What was your first paid acting role?
Most actors start in the theatre and then move into other work, but my first paid work was in a radio play. It's funny, because I've hardly worked in radio at all since then.
Many actors dislike the process of getting work. What about you?
I don't mind it. I get to meet interesting people, and I prefer to keep busy. Some of my acting friends spend only 4 or 5 months a year working, but I have very little time off.
Do you ever watch things you appear in?
Lots of actors hate doing that, but seeing myself perform helps me understand what I can do better.
You've recently moved to Australia, I believe.
I have, because the film I'm working on is being made there. My husband and I decided it'd be better to live there rather than me travelling to and from the UK. Australia's really relaxed and open, which is wonderful, and no one knows who I am here, which is great.
So, tell us about the film.
Well, unlike the other film I've made, which was an action film, this one's a comedy. The director's great, but I wouldn't want all the responsibility that she has. Follow me on social media if you want to find out more about it.
You will now hear the interview again.
Tell us about yourself and your family, Annette.
Well, I was born in France, my dad's home country, but moved to a town called Cheltenham in the UK when I was two. That's where my mum's from. I'm one of three children. Both of my sisters are younger than me. The youngest has actually followed me into acting. She's very good, too.
So how did you get into acting?
My first appearance on stage was in a school play when I was five, and I haven't stopped since then. I've learnt my profession by doing it rather than by studying it formally at an acting school or college.
What was your first paid acting role?
Most actors start in the theatre and then move into other work, but my first paid work was in a radio play. It's funny, because I've hardly worked in radio at all since then.
Many actors dislike the process of getting work. What about you?
I don't mind it. I get to meet interesting people, and I prefer to keep busy. Some of my acting friends spend only 4 or 5 months a year working, but I have very little time off.
Do you ever watch things you appear in?
Lots of actors hate doing that, but seeing myself perform helps me understand what I can do better.
You've recently moved to Australia, I believe.
I have, because the film I'm working on is being made there. My husband and I decided it'd be better to live there rather than me travelling to and from the UK. Australia's really relaxed and open, which is wonderful, and no one knows who I am here, which is great.
So, tell us about the film.
Well, unlike the other film I've made, which was an action film, this one's a comedy. The director's great, but I wouldn't want all the responsibility that she has. Follow me on social media if you want to find out more about it.
There will now be 6 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Follow the instructions on the answer sheet. This is the end of the examination.